welcome to the program. We continue today in Ephesians chapter 4. Be sure and have your Bible ready. In our last program, Ephesians chapter 4, 14 through 19, where the Lord says, henceforth be no more children, I want you to grow up. Henceforth, he said in verse 17, starting now, that's what that means, walk not as they walk in the unsaved world, in the vanity of their mind, with their understanding darkened. They are alienated from God, they are ignorant, they are blind in their hearts, and they are past feelings, and they've given themselves over to lascivious, to work all uncleanness and greediness. Now God says, don't walk that way. Henceforth, starting right now, get on the right path. Well, Jeremiah preached the same way, and they said in verse 28 of chapter 4 of the book of Jeremiah, we will not hearken. Verse number 5 of chapter 9, we will not speak the truth. Jeremiah 12:17, we will not obey, we will not hear, we will not hearken. And again in chapter 11 and verse number 11, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them which they shall not be able to escape, and though they shall cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. God's people said over and over again, I will not, I will not, I will not. God said, all right then, I will not. Over and over again in the Bible, we see that God waits for our action, and then he reacts accordingly. For instance, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Notice, trust in the Lord, that's our action. With all thy heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, that's our action. Trust in the Lord, lean not unto thine own understanding. Number 3, in all thy ways acknowledge him. In all thy ways acknowledge him. We say, no, we will not. He said, if you will, trust in the Lord, lean not unto thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and then he said, I will direct your path. If we won't do the first three things, he won't do that either. God's people in Jeremiah's day said, we will not. God said, I will not hearken unto them. Pray all you want. I'm not listening. We need to get back to God and make sure that we can honestly say, speak, my Lord, speak to me, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee.
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, well done. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer. Lord, send me.
Well, in Philippians chapter 4, verses 14 through 19, we have seen the Lord says, henceforth, from now on, be no more children. I want you to grow up. Jeremiah preached, we saw back in the book of Jeremiah, and they said, we will not hearken, we will not, we will not, we will not. Over and over again, they said, we will not hearken unto thee. God said, all right then, I will not hearken unto them. And so we have an account. If you would turn in your Bibles to Psalm 106, we have a tremendous account here of what happened back there. It says in verse number 41 of Psalm 106, he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. And it says they were brought into subjection under their hand. Now we have the same choice. We can do as they did in Jeremiah's day and say, we will not. All right, God said, I'll give them into the hand of the heathen, and they will rule over them. They that hated them will rule over them. And look, watching the news lately, are you listening to the news? Are you seeing what's going on out there in the world today? It's not user-friendly for Christians. I'll tell you, it's user-friendly for anybody that's anti-God. And we're going to find out, if we don't wake up in the next few years, we're going to find out that we're going to be under some real persecution if we don't wake up. But God has said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked way. That word wicked is in the Hebrew, it just means wrong way. He said, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal the land. Well, we need to make it personal. It says back here in Psalm 106 and verse number 6, we have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. So it starts off here, and the psalmist is saying, it's us. It's our fault. We got an idea that, oh, well, those neo-evangelicals, if they just get like us fundamentalists, it'll all come together. Well, it's not coming together for us. Let's wake up. We have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. It says in verse number 7, our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercy, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. They understood not. How is it that they understood not? They understood not because they were willingly ignorant. Psalm 82 verse 5 says, they know not, neither will they understand. They won't understand. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5 talks about them, and in that day it says they willingly are ignorant. Willingly ignorant. Now, we are a three-part being. We are made up of a body, a soul, and a spirit. The spirit is that part where the Holy Spirit communes with our spirit. The soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. And what we've done here is said, I'm not letting the Holy Spirit speak to my spirit. I've got my will. I'm going to make up my will, and I am willingly ignorant. I don't care what's in the Bible. I don't care how it says I should live as a Christian. In the will, that is the God-given means by which we make decisions and establish our actions. And like them in the days of Jeremiah, we are saying, I will not. I'll go to church. I'll go three times a week. I'll sing the songs. I'll listen to the specials. I'll put my money on the plate, and then I'll go live like I live till I come back to the next meeting. No, it's time to wake up. It's what's going on between the meetings that we need to determine whether or not we're living with our will or with God's will. It says here in Psalm 82, they know not, neither will they understand. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 5 says, they that seek the Lord understand all things. So how much time do we spend seeking the Lord between the services? I think there's very little of that going on. In Psalm 106 verse 10 it says, and he saved them from the hands of them that hated them. That's how it started out, that they came out of Egypt. It says in Psalm 106 verse 12 and 13, then believed they his words, they sang his praises, and they soon forgot his works, they waited not for his counsel. Verse 21 says they forgot God. Now it starts out here that in verse 13 they forgot his works, then in verse 21 they forgot God, and then in verse 24 it says they believed not his words. And as a result, and again, God waits for our action and he reacts accordingly. It says, Psalm 106, verse 41, he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Now, we're either going to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, or our enemies will oppress us and we'll be brought into subjection under their hand. Well, it's time for us to say, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will.
Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay.
Absolute sway.